Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode. Josh,
hello.
Have you ever wished that you could move back in time or visit a point previously in time?
Yeah, I think that'd be quite cool.
Where would you like to go and when?
Oh, I would like to go back to Pocahontas days.
Oh, really? Native American times?
Yeah. I would, because I find that very interesting back in the day with all Native Americans and that whole, what would you call it, culture?
Yeah, culture, yeah.
With like spears and bows and arrows and things. And I found out the other day that, you've already got me started, I found out the other day that, you know, the middle finger flipping the bird?
Yeah.
That comes from Native Americans.
Oh, does it?
So when they were captured, they used to cut off the middle finger of the Native Americans, because that's what they used to fire the bow and arrow. So when they were flipping the bird and sticking the middle finger up, it was to say to the enemy, you know, no, I've still got my middle finger.
Well, it's very similar to the English version.
Mm-hmm.
English archers back in medieval times used to do the two fingers up.
Ah.
Because of the same reason. When they were caught, they would have their fingers severed. Mm. So as a rebuttal or whatever, they used to put up the two fingers to say, look, we've still got our firing fingers, so I can still shower you with arrows.
There's got to be truth in both stories there.
There must be. But that's the interesting thing about history, isn't it? Different cultures and stuff can have similar backgrounds.
Yes.
And if I were to go back in history, I think I'd like to go back to, like, the 70s or the 60s. Maybe the 60s, when Jimi Hendrix came to England. Mm-hmm. Love to catch one of his gigs. I'll never get the chance myself anymore. And, in fact, in today's story, it is about people who supposedly have travelled back through time.
Oh, okay.
And specifically, not only localised to this area, but there are more stories around Liverpool than there are sort of anywhere else.
Okay.
So potentially the chance of actually being able to go back in time and seeing one of the Beatles' first gigs would be quite immense, wouldn't it?
Not for me, mate. I was more of a Rolling Stones fan.
No, I'm not particularly a Beatles fan either, but to if you did suddenly find yourself back in the 1960s in the middle of Liverpool, I think I'd have to have a go.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have to.
Because my mum always said that the Beatles would stop airports and things. They were that big.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
It would just come to a standstill. So imagine being around all the atmosphere and all them people just screaming for the Beatles.
That would be mental, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All women throwing their underwear and stuff.
Yeah. That used to happen.
Yeah.
Don't get celebrities like that anymore, really, do you?
No, not so much. But in actual fact, in the case of, like, Frank Sinatra,
mm-hmm.
he used to get all that happen, but his PR team used to pay the people in the audience to do it.
Oh,
I know. What a cheat, eh?
Not even authentic.
It's not even authentic. But anyway, going back to today's story, it's about what they call time slip. Actually, I'll leave that there. Time slips.
Okay.
Now, I imagine this as like a almost a time bubble. I mean, it'd be great if you had like a ray gun that would like that and create a time bubble where you're in the same location, but you travel to a different point in time. That's what this is kind of like, these experiences that these people have had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have any surnames on this. I've had to go through several websites to get the information that I've got. They're all... The stories are all pretty much exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they've come from the same source with slight variations. I'm going to tend to leave those out a little bit. The first story is of a guy called Frank. Frank and his wife, Carol, were out shopping in Liverpool city centre.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank came across a friend of his. Frank was an off-duty police officer. I don't know who the friend was. He might have been another off-duty police officer. I'm not sure. It doesn't specify. But he was distracted from his wife, talking to his friend for a little while. And his wife said, I'm going to carry on. I want to get to Waterstones bookshop, Waterstones,
mm-hmm.
Before it closes. He was like, yeah, no worries. So he carried on talking to his friend for a little while. And then when the conversation ended, he carried on down to Bold Street. Now, Bold Street seems to be a hot spot within Liverpool for these time slips or these time bubbles.
Okay, so that's the main hub, if you will, for these
times. Yeah, sort of. And it's a very central Liverpool area, like one of old town Liverpool, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And as he rounded the corner into Bold Street, and it was just, you could see the bookshop where he was aiming for to go, and just as he went to cross the road, he nearly got hit by a van. And Cardins was written on the side of the van, Cardins.
Okay.
Now, apparently, I've tried looking for what company this was, but they were apparently quite a popular van. Maybe they were like a delivery van or something like that, a courier, something.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all over Liverpool during the 1950s and 60s. Not anymore.
Mm.
He didn't think about that at the time because the driver was honking at him to get out of the way before he got run over. So he just kind of stepped back on the pavement. The van went past and he carried on heading towards the shop that he knew was Waterstones Bookshop. When he got there, though, Waterstones, the storefront, wasn't displaying books. It was displaying clothes, coats, umbrellas, hats, things like that. And he looked up at the sign, and it didn't say Waterstones. It said Cripps, Son and Co.
Mm.
Outfitters. And he was kind of a little bit confused. He was looking around, and he noticed that all the cars in the street seemed to look like old-fashioned. They'd all got the round headlights and the chrome bumpers and, you know, how cars did back in yesteryear.
When cars looked amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Like the hot rods and stuff like that, I suppose, isn't it? And all the people, like the ladies in the street, had all got their hair up in, like, headscarves, the old-fashioned style, and they'd all got very prim and proper, all wearing dresses. No one was sort of wearing jeans or anything like that.
Are we talking, like top hat and suit kind of?
Not quite that old. More around about the 50s and 60s, you know, blokes would wear nice suits, you know, with the thick-rimmed glasses, but they wouldn't be in, like, bowler hats or top hats or anything like that, you know. It wasn't quite that far
back. Just smart casual.
Yeah, smart casual, but the ladies all wear sort of long sort of trench coat style, you know, overcoats and
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And frocks.
I know what you mean.
Like, no one's wearing trainers. They're all wearing proper shoes and that sort of thing. And he was just kind of looking around thinking, this is a bit odd. When another woman appeared next to him who was dressed more modern day, you know, more modern casual. And she was looking at the shop as well, like trying to work out, thinking, what's going on? This must be a new clothes shop sort of thing. And she smiled at him and he smiled back and they just sort of both wandered into the shop. I think Frank went in slightly before her. Mm-hmm. And when he got into the shop, he was surprised to see that it was Waterstones again.
Mm.
It was all books. And as he looked back at the windows, it was a normal Waterstones display case. So the clothes and the umbrellas and the hats had gone.
Mm.
And the woman was next to him again, looking around just as confused as she was outside. And she sort of passingly said, oh, I thought this was a new clothes shop. That's what I'm after. And off she walked out of the shop. And as far as I know, Frank never saw her again. We don't get an account of her side of the story. But that is Frank's account. He found his wife and everything was normal from that point on. He never experienced it again.
And he didn't walk through anything like a portal or it was just...
No. It seemed to be seamless.
Oh, okay.
He walked through the shop door and he was in a bookshop, whereas outside he seemed to be looking at clothes shop.
Was this in the 2000s?
I think this was the early or mid-2000s. It seems to be that most of these stories are around 2007.
Okay, yeah.
Or around that time. Not sure if they were all definitely in that year, but yeah, at least two of these were in 2007. Frank couldn't identify exactly what year he'd stepped back into in this time bubble or anything, but obviously, you know, we can surmise that it was sometime in the 50s or 60s because that was the kind of outfits and the kind of cars that were driving around.
So you recognise the era?
Yeah, the era, obviously. Yeah, he might have grown up in that era, I think, possibly. And that's the first story.
Okay.
The second story is a young lady named Imogen who went into the city to buy some bits for her sister Abigail, who just had a new baby, so she wanted to go in and get some bits for that. Again, went to Liverpool City Centre, somewhere near Bold Street. I'm not sure if it was exactly on Bold Street, but she noticed that there was a new mothercare shop open. So in she went into this mothercare, picked up muslin towels and baby groves and little booties and little hats and, you know, stuff like this that you'd buy for a newborn baby.
Mm-hmm.
Took it up to the counter. They started ringing it through the till. And she went to pay for it with a credit card. And the store clerk just kind of looked at her all weird.
Hmm.
And she was like, hang on a minute, I'm just going to have to fetch my manager. So she goes back, fetches the manager out. And the manager goes, sorry, we don't accept those kind of store cards here. And she's like, well, what do you mean? It's my credit card. And he's like, no, do you have any cash? She's like, no, I haven't been to the bank. And he's like, well, if you come back with some cash, then I can sell you, but I can't accept the card. Well, she just abandoned the idea anyway, walked out of the shop and went and found what she needed elsewhere, got back home, told her family about it, and her mum said, well, that mothercare closed down years ago, decades ago.
Hmm.
So Imogen was like, well, I was just in there.
Yeah.
And her mum was like, no, mothercare closed down years ago. That's now a bank. That's where I've got my account.
Hmm.
And so, like, the next day, Imogen went back into the city centre, and indeed, it was a bank. Mothercare weren't there anymore.
Exact same location.
Exact same location, yeah. The same building.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to note that credit cards have been around for a long time. So for her to step back in time where they don't accept credit cards, that kind of gives it some credence, if you ask me.
Yeah. I don't know when credit cards were invented.
Probably 70s, maybe the No, I think it was before the 80s, possibly the 70s.
Yeah.
It might have, maybe store cards or something might have been around as early as the late 60s or something, but I think possibly the 70s. Don't quote me on that. Internet, you can always feel free to step in and correct me on that one. Yeah,
I was
going to say,
even when I was young, I don't remember getting my first bank card or anything like that until I was like, you know, late teens.
No, but I can remember my dad having credit cards in the 1980s.
Okay.
So I would imagine that 1970s would seem like a reasonable sort of time for me anyway, I'd like to say.
Do we know if this was the 50s again or the 60s?
She doesn't say. She didn't. The thing is, she only noticed like the shop front. She didn't look around or notice any old cars or anything like that. All she was focused on the shop that she wanted to go into.
Yeah, yeah.
And she noticed the mothercare and she headed in. And it wasn't until she actually went to pay for it that she started realizing that it was all a bit strange.
Wow. So these time, what were they? Not time lapses.
Time slips.
So time slips.
Yeah.
The only thing that's going through my mind is, was that person a different person in the future? Or was it, do you know what I mean? So did that person actually exist?
Well, they must have done.
That's just weird, isn't it?
But would that person still exist now?
Is what
you're trying to get at. Yeah, well, I guess they would, but they'd be a lot older and they'd look different and they may not even live in the same part of the country anymore.
Yeah, and in my mind, it's so silly, but as you're saying about a time slip, in my mind, when they're going back in time, it's all black and white.
I know exactly what you mean, because I imagine that. When I was reading it up, I was sat there thinking, well, it'd be obvious because it's all black and white. No, it's, no.
That's what my brain went to. It's like, I'm imagining as they've gone back into modern times, it goes fading into colour again. It's
like, oh. Because cameras do that, but human eyes don't. Yeah. So it would have been normal to them, apart from everything would look old-fashioned.
Yeah, unless you're a dog and then everything's black and white either way.
Well, yeah. but these are all... Okay, now, obviously, Frank in the first story was an off-duty police officer. Now, you'd think that an off-duty police officer would be someone trustworthy and would be telling the truth. And he spoke about it for years and years, and, you know, he was absolutely adamant that this was a real thing that happened to him. Same as Imogen. excuse me. Our third story comes from someone who is maybe not as plausible. It was a guy called Sean. Again, I don't have any surnames for any of these people. And he had been actually shoplifting. He'd been going around, you know, pinching a few things from, I don't know what shop it was. But a security guard caught him and he legged it. And this wasn't Bold Street. This was near Bold Street. This was Hanover Street. He legged it down Hanover Street. Oops, sorry, microphone. With the security guard following him, hot on his tail. So to try and get away, he ducked into a side alley called Brooks Alley. And as soon as he started running down this alley, he realised what a mistake he'd made, because it was a dead end.
Oh, okay.
So he stopped, sort of put his hands up, turned around, expecting a security guard to be smack on him, you know, wipe out. But no security guard there. He completely disappeared. So Sean casually walked out of the alley, had a quick look around. No security guard, no one to be seen. He carried on walking down Hanover Street. And this is when he started realising that things were a little bit strange, because on the other side of the road, just before he'd gone into the alley, there were roadworks, and they suddenly weren't there anymore. And, you know, everything just looked a little bit different. There were bushes where there shouldn't be bushes, and, you know, like I say, the storefronts might have been slightly different. The
landscape had changed.
Yeah, the landscape had changed dramatically just in the last few minutes. I mean, there's no way that a roadworks, you know, if they're digging up the road and got it, the traffic lights and all that sort of thing, they can't just disappear in an instant, can they?
No.
But that was kind of what he noticed the most. So he carried on down Hanover Street and he thought, I'll try my cell phone. Mobile phones are a thing. Took it out of his pocket, no signal, obviously. So discarded that. Well, not discarded, but put it back in his pocket. Carried on down Hanover Street and turned onto Bold Street, I believe. Saw one of the old style... You remember when newspapers used to be available on a little stand and, yeah, and that sort of thing? You put your money in, you get your
help
newspaper.
Yourself.
Yeah, found one of those. Looked at the date on the... It was a newspaper stand selling the Daily Post. And when you looked at the date on it, it said 18th of May, 1967.
Mm.
Which freaked him out a fair bit.
Yeah, I imagine it would. Yeah.
And that's sort of, he was looking around and seeing exactly the same thing as Frank had seen. Yeah, the old-fashioned cars, the people, women with their headscarves on, and the old-fashioned dresses that like your nan might wear these days. Mm-hmm. And he freaked out, and he just legged it out of there. And as he approached the end of Bold Street, he said it started returning back to normal.
Right in front of his eyes.
Literally right in front of his eyes. He got to a bus stop. He looked back down where he had been, and he could still see the old-fashioned cars further down the road. But there didn't seem to be, like you say, there was no portal there. It just, it was Seamless. Modern day, and then it was back in history. So he just jumped on a bus and got the hell out of there, and that's that.
Yeah.
He tried to sell his story or whatever. He told who he wanted, a newspaper or whatever it was. And to corroborate it, they went and found the security guard who then confirmed the story that he'd been chasing this lad down Hanover Street. The lad turned into the alley, the security guard turned to follow him, and the lad just vanished in front of his eyes.
Literally just disappeared.
Yeah, just disappeared. In front of his eyes. So whatever this time slip is, this bubble, if you like, even though he was, I mean, he must have been hot on his tail, one running just a metre or two in front of the other,
one
went through the time slip, but the other one didn't.
Yeah,
so
that's odd.
I mean, that is very strange. You'd have thought that two entities passing through that same portal, if you like, they'd both go through it. But it was only Sean that went through, the security guard, who I can't find out his name, by the way.
Paul Blart.
Maybe.
We all remember that film.
Yes. The mall cop. But, yeah, no, he actually corroborated the story. I don't know if Sean ever actually got any criminal...
I imagine he got away with it.
Or anything. Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't actually go into that. It's more about the time slip than him actually getting a criminal record for what he'd done. But he seemed to get away, definitely, from the security guard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, he went on to live another day and tell the tale... to whoever he wants to tell.
So it almost touches on, like, interdimensions as well, in a way.
Yeah, like, almost, yeah.
And it's so bizarre to me. I mean, you've got Frank, Imogen, Sean, all telling the same story.
Roughly the same.
And it all seems to be from the same era. So I wonder if there's time slips that go back even further.
Now, it's interesting that you say that, because I've got a fourth story here.
Oh, have you?
Yes. And this one's actually a little bit more local to us here in East Anglia.
Okay.
In the town of King's Lynn.
Ah, yes.
So it's not just Liverpool that this happens to, although Liverpool does seem to be a hot spot for it, particularly the city centre around Bold Street and that. But there are stories have been reported from all over the country. I picked this one because it was fairly local to us.
Yeah, yeah.
This one was posted anonymously to, and all it said was a website that no longer exists.
Okay.
I don't know what that was, whether it was MySpace or I honestly don't know. But someone found it and reposted it onto a website managed by Richard Holland. His website was called uncannyuk.wordpress.com.
Okay.
So, like, a free website. I don't know. I haven't actually been on there to identify what kind of website that is. But that's where this story first actually got noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I say, it was an anonymous post by somebody who was at near King's Lynn train station with his father or her father and sister. because I don't know if this is a man or a woman that actually reported this story, but they were with their father and sister waiting for a train that the sister was going to catch to go elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were not far from the train, so maybe a couple of hundred yards or something. They didn't want to actually wait on the station for whatever reason. They decided to wait a little bit further away.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the first thing they noticed was all the traffic noise just disappeared. Everything became eerily quiet. Nothing particularly changed too much around them as far as they noticed until they started hearing the horse hooves.
Hooves?
And lo and behold, a man driving a horse and cart came down the road towards them. And they said that he looked like he was more in 18th century clothing.
Mm. Well, yeah, so, a horse and cart wouldn't be 1950s. And,
well, no. Well, it might be in rural Norfolk.
Yeah.
But no, these people, they couldn't put their finger on exactly what kind of time that they'd slipped into, but it seemed to be a lot further back than the 50s and 60s, which is where most of the Liverpool lot tend to say that they've got more recent history, whereas this one was a bit further back. The guy said that this angry-looking man driving a horse and cart literally came down the road wearing this 18th century gear, looking around. Didn't know what for. He was looking around. He circled his horse and cart right in front of them, sometimes looking even at them, but not necessarily seeming to register that they were even there. He was preoccupied with whatever he wanted to do, and he seemed very angry, like they didn't want to interrupt him or get in his way. And he did a couple of circles around in front of them and then disappeared off the way that he came. And almost as soon as the horse and cart disappeared into the distance, they could hear the traffic, normal traffic noise again. So in this one is a little bit different, because in the Liverpool stories, the first three stories, people tend to move into the time slip.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, it seemed to move over them.
Yeah, yeah, kind of faded in.
And then fade off. So it wasn't like that they actually travelled through a portal. It was almost like it washed over them and then faded away. And they said that it just became the normal traffic noise, and they were waiting for their train again. And they were all sort of looking around, a little bit bewildered, and said, "Did you see that?" "Yeah." "Did you see that?" "Yeah, yeah." They all agreed. All three of them agreed that they had just seen this very strange phenomenon.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
They couldn't put it down to maybe like a reenactment guy or something like that, because they said it was just too real. The traffic noise just disappeared, and the sound of the horse's hooves and the cartwheels were, you know, very predominant.
It was like authentic.
Yeah. So that is another story of these time slips, but that one's obviously a little bit more local to us here in East Anglia.
Yeah, yeah.
But also different in the fact that they seem to go back further, and they didn't travel through it. It travelled over them.
I think that would scare me more.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I feel if I was in King's Lynn, and I'll never go there again because every time I do, I get bad luck. So if I was in King's Lynn and that, like you say, it kind of faded over you, I think that would be more scary to me than if you're...
I think it would, yeah, because at least if you walked into an area and everything changed, you'd feel like you could turn around and walk back out of it, wouldn't you? Whereas if it just suddenly everything changed around you, you'd be a bit panicky, thinking, how do I get out of here?
So I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you try to get out of there, how do you know you're not travelling along with it? So
that's another point, yeah. It's weird, man.
Like, very strange. I mean, we can only take these stories on face value.
Yeah, because I almost want more details and stuff. I know you said it was hard to get the research on it and stuff. And,
yeah, yeah.
Which is fair enough, you know. Like, but
the first three stories, you'll find those three on multiple websites, loads and loads of websites.
Yeah.
A lot of them have got really annoying adverts. And, you know, so I will link to these stories in the show notes or description or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll try and pick ones without annoying adverts, so people at home can read it for themselves.
Good luck, because adverts are on everything.
Yeah, but like I say, the main points are in on every account of this of these stories, on every website that you look on. Mm. They're largely the same. There's maybe a couple of little details different here or there, but depending on who's reporting it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they seem to be pretty much the facts for those first three stories. This one story, I found it on the Eastern Daily Press, which is obviously a news website here in East Anglia.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you trust that website or newspaper? Or are we going to take it on face value again?
Yeah,
it's an interesting topic, I think.
100%. I actually don't think it's that far-fetched with, especially if you kind of think in the mindset of it could be like a different dimension, or because with an actual time slip, that the only thing that confuses me is like when someone passes away or dies, mm-hmm. going back to a time slip, would they just be alive again? It doesn't. Do you know what I mean? That's the bit I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like if I suddenly passed away, and then in 50 years' time, someone had a time slip, like I wouldn't be alive to bump into them. I don't know. That's the only bit I can't.
What if they came back to nowadays and encountered you? They would encounter you alive.
Yeah,
but you'd be dead in their time when they.
Oh, it just confuses me.
Yeah, but sorry. What is interesting, obviously, is I think in the case of Imogen,
mm-hmm.
the girl who went to Mothercare, that shop would have closed down before Imogen was born. So there's not really a way that she could have known that it was there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Beforehand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And why would you make up that kind of story anyway? I went out to buy some baby clothes. I found myself in the 1960s and they wouldn't take my credit card.
Yeah, yeah. Why would you lie about it?
Yeah.
I actually found Frank's story the more believable.
The most plausible.
Yeah. Yeah, especially considering he had someone else there with him. And I don't know, inside a shop doesn't seem as believable to me as being outside. I don't know why that is.
It's weird that the time slip, it kind of has that portal as he goes through the door. It's only actually outside that he's in the 60s. When he walks inside, he was in modern day again.
Yeah.
Yet with Imogen going to Mothercare, when she went in the shop, she was still back in history because they wouldn't accept a credit card.
Yeah.
They didn't even know what a credit card was by all accounts. I mean,
yeah.
That is an interesting one, isn't it?
I do love little stories and things like this, though. I'd like to have something like this happen to me. But then,
I would love it. I'd be straight there for the Beatles. I don't even like the Beatles. John Lennon, I can't stand the guy. Not that he's alive anymore anyway, but, you know, it'd be one of those historical moments.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think you'd even get the chance to even think about it, because they seem to happen over the course of like 5-10 minutes and then they're out of it again.
Doesn't seem
so you
long.
Wouldn't, even if it did happen to you, you wouldn't think, oh, excellent. When were the Beatles playing?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to catch that show, because by the time you actually find out when the show is, you'd be back in the nowadays.
Yeah, I don't think as well, your brain wouldn't think, let's go do this, let's go do that, because...
No, you'd just be thinking, how the hell do I get home?
Yeah, I'd be panicking, like, what is going on? I want to get back to modern times. So you wouldn't actually think about going to see the Beatles or anything like that?
No, not at all. But it would be a quirky little thing, wouldn't it? It'd be funny if you did happen to just slip back into like 1963 or something like that in the middle of Liverpool, and it just so happens that the Beatles are doing like a signing or something at whatever the version of HMV was back then, or something like that, and you'd be... I'd be straight there. You'd have to.
I'll tell you what, as well, you don't want to have a time slip and do a Marty McFly and kiss your own mother.
No.
That would be a disaster.
You out, yeah. Yeah, that could lead to all sorts of paradoxes, couldn't it?
Yeah, and then would that affect the time slip? Who knows?
Would the time slip even happen if you affected things that drastically back in time?
I feel like we're going too deep on
I think we are. I think we are, definitely.
We've got to save dimensions and things for another conversation. But as far as time slips go...
Time slips, yeah. Well, I mean, let's put it to the paranormality scale. I mean, what do you reckon on this one?
Well, because I find it really interesting, and I know it sounds crazy, but to me it doesn't seem that far-fetched.
Right.
Okay. Because of there's, like, stories where... Have you seen the old photo of the guy where it is black and white, and they're all dressed in, I think it's like 18th century clothing, and he's got sunglasses and a hoodie and a mobile phone?
I think I know the one. No, it's not 18th, it's like the 1920s or something like that, isn't it? Yeah.
And they say, like, it's like the classic time traveller photo. I'm pretty sure
I know the one that you mean, yeah.
Yeah, so because of things like that, and there was another one with a Mike Tyson fight where some guy had a smartphone, like an iPhone, back in when...
Before they even existed.
Like, yeah.
I mean, iPhone was, what, mid-noughties? Was it something like that?
Yeah, it must have been.
I got my first one around 2008, 2009, so they might have been around for a couple of years before that, but that's all it would have been.
Yeah, but they didn't have iPhones in the 80s, I'm assuming.
Oh, God, no.
So because of things like that, I don't think it's that far-fetched.
Right.
So, but the only other thing that's swaying me the other way to be a bit more negative about it is there needs to be more, like, stories of this happening. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure there's a few.
There are.
Out
I've
there.
Just I've picked some because we've only got so much time to cover this. You know? There are more stories if you dive into the internet and go down a rabbit hole on this. There are little stories from all over the UK, particularly in Reddit. If you put in time slips Reddit, particularly Bold Street Liverpool time slips Reddit, there are lots and lots of posts of people confirming and coming up with their own stories and stuff like that. Some of them believable, some of them not so much. I've picked these ones because I think they have some credence to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously this one's local.
Police officer as well.
Yeah, the first one is police officer. You'd think that you should be able to believe a guy who is on a police force, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And Sean, the shoplifter, maybe not so much, but the security guard corroborated the story.
Mm. Yeah, two people, same event.
That, to me, is what sort of solidifies that as maybe... I don't want to say absolute fact, but it's got more credence to it, you know? It's got more weight to the story.
Straight off the top of my dome, I don't know why, but it's telling me a six. Yeah. It's kind of in the middle, but I like it so much, and I find it very interesting. I am going to research this a bit more as well and kind of like... Because I do find it very interesting, so I want to know more about these and read more stories of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So because of that... I'm giving it a six.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to join you somewhere around six. I think because we already covered like the Doddleston messages, which was very much like a time based, you know, that was communication through time. It wasn't people actually necessarily traveling through time. Well, apart from Debs in the book, who's kind of like astral projected herself through time, which is a completely different thing. But still, it kind of gives evidence to that whole, maybe time isn't as one way as we think it is.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a little bit more fluid than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give it a seven.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go too high, but I do want to give it a seven just because I love this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to go too high, but that would put our average at 6.5, which I think fairly fair.
That is fair. Yeah. And it's just one of those, like you said, I used to be one of them people that I used to say there's no way time travel is possible. Didn't believe in it, didn't. But then... from doing this podcast with you and having conversations with you and seeing photos and videos. Yeah,
the more stories you uncover, the more your mind opens up to these
It does.
Things.
That's exactly what it is. Your mind opens to what could be going on because we are just stardust.
Does that mean that in 2 years' time, if we carry on doing this podcast, we'll vote everything as a nine?
Well, yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, you could go down that route. But
we won't, everybody. we won't. We'll try and be fair.
Yeah, it is exactly that. Your mind kind of opens, and it's just you think of things slightly differently. And now I'm in my 30s. I look back on some of the things I used to believe in and talk about, like conspiracy theories and all sorts of stuff. And I now look back on 19-year-old Josh, and I'm like, what an idiot. How did I even think that was plausible, you know? But there's other things that in my 30s I'm thinking.
Now you're starting to think these things are plausible, where you thought they were lunacy before.
Yeah, that's exactly it. My mate Louis would be like, it's all wrong.
I'm sure he would. He's very sceptical, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he does like our podcast. Hello, Louis.
Hello, Louis.
I hope you're enjoying the show. Hope everybody's enjoying the show. In fact, we are pretty much at the end of the show. I guess we should just sign off there.
Yeah, 6.5, that'd do.
6.5 is a fairly reasonable score. Please join us again. Obviously, always, we'd like to hear your comments. If there's a comment section where you listen or watch this podcast, please feel free to like it, subscribe, comment away. Let us know your opinions. Let us know if you've had a time slip and have not put it on Reddit and you want to give it us the exclusive on it first. That'd be
cool.
Awesome thing.
Yeah.
Paranormality.uk@gmail.com is the email address. On obviously there are virtually any social media you can comment on.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Instagram and TikTok and all that, and generally just get in touch if you like this and you want to share your stories with us. Please do. Until then, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
You've been waiting all year, and the moment is finally here. Bull & Branch is the bedding brand for better sleep, and their best sale of the year is happening now. Right now, you can get 25% off the organic cotton sheets loved by millions of sleepers. They feel breathable, luxuriously soft, and get softer with every wash. Shop Boll & Branch's cyber event with extended returns for the holiday season. Hurry to bollandbranch.com and use code BUTTERY for 25% off everything. Limited time only. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have zero blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/ACAST and use code ACAST at checkout.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.